And off to my right, kind of right behind me off the lobby here, is one of the pools, and we've seen people in there through the course of the afternoon. With me now is Tom Locke, and he's the para swim coach because some people have additional challenges, Tom, and you work with them. Tell us what para swim coach means.
Para swim coach to me means working with students and athletes that normally don't get the opportunity to compete. I get to help train them and work with them to bring them up to a competitive level and swim at meets that where they get to compete on a level with other athletes that have the same disabilities as they do.
How did you decide, or what brought you to that in life that you decided, I want to do this kind of work?
Well, actually, I didn't start with the para team. I actually started with just our Ridgewood swim team here at the Y. And one of the para swimmers was unable to make their swim times. So I went ahead, brought her onto my group, and it went from there. It blossomed just from having her and working closely with her. I then realized that this is something I can do. So I came on to coaching with the para team full-time, working closely with head coach Kim and our other assistant coach John. And it just went from there, and I've been involved ever since.
When you work with these people, is it one-on-one? Is it part of a group setting? Describe that for us.
Yeah, so every athlete had started one-on-one. We work with them just to get them to that competitive level. Once they're there, we bring them into a group setting. Currently, we have 7 athletes, ranging from all sorts of disabilities, from autism, Down syndrome. We're currently don't have any visual or hearing impaired, but we're more than welcome and willing to work with them. And some swimmers with physical impairments and disabilities as well.
From your point of view, from your experience, what do you draw upon to help these people with special needs?
You know what? Every day is a learning experience. We're always working hand in hand with them, learning alongside with them. Swimming for them is something relatively new, and we really just learn it together. If there's something that they physically can't do, we will get in the water with them and try to figure it out until we can get it. We do have to meet certain standards to make these swim meets, so we work the best we can with what we have.
And I imagine that has to be pretty satisfying work for you.
It is, and it's a lot of fun. They definitely keep me going. They keep me busy at all times.
Someone who's been in the news, Brianna Springer, a familiar name to a lot of people here in Lorain County, is part of this program too, correct?
She is. She was actually the person that started off this whole event, this whole team here at the Y. Before her, we didn't have anyone, any reason to have this team, and now we have this, and we have community coming in saying, we want our kids on this team, we want you working with them, and it's just growing ever since.
That's pretty impressive. Are you, obviously you're not doing this alone. There are other swim coaches as well. How many would there be, for example?
Correct. Right now there's currently 3 of us. There's head coach Kim. She's the one that started off with Brianna. Myself and then coach John, who is actually Brianna's father. To say how many coaches we need, that really depends on the type of children we get. Type of athletes we get.
How often do you meet with these people? How often are they in the pool?
Okay, so we practice 3 days a week, 1 hour each day. A couple of them do private lessons with us as well, just to give them that little extra something. Each athlete swims roughly 600 to 800 yards, which is quite a lot. It's more than a lot of our lifeguards swim. So for them, it is an intense workout, and they enjoy it, and I enjoy watching them learn and working hard.
So in one workout, they might go 600 to 800 yards?
Yeah, a minimum of 600 yards. If they go any less than that, we're staying after.
Wow. Now that seems like a lot to me. I'm not a guy who spends a whole lot of time in the pool, but that seems like a lot.
It is a lot, especially when they're consistently moving. They don't get a lot of downtime because they need to be able to keep up that endurance and keep working hard. And we're pushing them just like we would any other athlete that comes into our pool.
And what a great experience for them to be exposed to be able to do something that they might not be able to anyplace else.
Absolutely. And not only is it good exposure for them, but it's great exposure for the rest of our RYD swim team. They get exposed to these disabilities and these different types of athletes, and they don't look at them any differently anymore. And it's really great experience and for all of our swimmers just to get together and know each other and swim together.
When you talk about swim teams, I imagine competition. Right? Is there some sort of competition here?
Yes, there's a lot of competition. Not only do we have our local meets just for our all-together swim team, but the para team has their own special meets. Our most local meet is in Cincinnati. So we do travel quite a bit. The last swim meet I was at with them was in Augusta, Georgia. Our other two coaches this weekend are in Canada at one of our para swim meets. So we do travel quite a bit, but we don't only just go to the meets. We do more with them. We do special camps with them, or we'll go to like a museum and we'll learn together. This way they can get out in the world and experience more than just what they're able to in school.
What a great experience for them and for you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A
lot of fun. And, of course, all of this supported through the annual campaign here at the Y. And we're learning more about that today and how you can get involved. Of course, you can go to the website for the YMCA of Greater Cleveland, even the French Creek Family YMCA link there, and find out more about that. Tom, thank you so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it. Good luck with your program.
No, thank you.
Work those kids hard.
I will be. Thank you very much.
All right. Tom Locke here, one of the swim coaches for the Paris swim team here.